But it was the time, I probably mentioned this the other day, when he began to say, you are no longer responsible for yourself, you're responsible to something other.
Yes.
And he was to say that to me over and over through the years to come.
If I can just interrupt here, Mary, because he had... and perhaps this is just to clarify in my mind, but when Krishnaji said that kind of thing to me many years later,
yes,
it was very much in the vein that you can't just do whatever you want now with your life. You can't just take risks, you can't just...
the risk thing was very much a feature of it.
All right, well, see, I think we got to talk about that, because this is the whole... that somehow it's your life is no longer yours.
That's
to
right.
Just do whatever you want to with
That's
it.
Right.
It's now part of something else, or it is...
yes. You were responsible to the something else was supposedly, though he didn't, I think, say the other. But now it wasn't your life anymore. You were. And the risk part, he was very... insistent on, whenever I would go back to California and not go to India, he would admonish me, don't do anything unnecessary that's risky. And that usually was spelled out in flying. For instance, it was all right for me to fly from wherever we were to New York and then go up to Martha's Vineyard to see my mother, because that was necessary. And then fly back to California. But what wasn't right would be, say I thought, oh, I'd like to run up to San Francisco for lunch with somebody tomorrow. Don't do that. You see, that was unnecessary. And he also used to say, though I don't know that he said it at this point, but maybe he did, when you are with me, you are protected. But when you are on your own, I can't protect you. Sometimes he would say, and I suppose one would ask, was he joking, was he serious? But he used to often say, I'm sending two angels with you. And I won't interpret that. Whether he was just saying something
metaphorically
or not. But then he would add, but don't strain them. Don't make them work too hard. In other words, don't do foolish things that you could ever know. In other words, don't drive the car too fast. And what drive carefully and don't do unnecessary things. And an example of it was in Sanan, where I was tempted, though I never did anything about it, to go up in a glider. And it turns out he was too. He thought that would be wonderful.
I know.
But he thought that that was something that was unnecessary and he shouldn't do. And therefore, similarly, in whatever came up in my life, I must be careful.
Now, let me also give my impressions on this, that and get your response. When Krishnaji said these similar things, it was almost as if you were doing something that was necessary, there was an element of protection with you, because you were still somehow, you were still part of...
You were being responsible to something.
And you were somehow still... you were part of some activity that you were supposed to be. It's like you were in the right place.
Yes.
But if you started doing something that was unnecessary, then you were doing something, then in a way you were outside of the right place. And being outside of the right place, you no longer had that protection.
That wasn't all that categorical.
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying this is the sense that I had.
That's right.
And almost, I would even say, and in fact, this was actually Krishnaji, you were there, in fact, when Krishnaji talked about it, that there was even something, because one was involved in what we were involved with, there was even something terrible that was more inclined to come. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about this.
Yes, I do.
It's almost like there was something like evil waiting for us to be outside of the zone of protection.
Yes, he said at some point, I don't remember, I can't tell you, no, we may come to it later if I have notes about it, but it was, and he said it more or less, but I don't want to try to quote him, I'll give you my understanding of it, as though evil wanted to get at him and couldn't because he was protected by
whatever.
He was protected.